The prototype, unveiled in this immense World War II hangar near Los Angeles, is just half the size of the final working model. But the prototype is massive at 75 meters long. The craft was built with $35 million in funding from the Pentagon and the U.S. space agency NASA. The final version will double the length and carry up to 60 metric tons in cargo. That at least is the hope of the developers, a company called Aeros. The craft needs no ground support, says the company's Shenny Yao.
No airport, no ground crew, you don't need anything.
The airship has a rigid structure made of carbon fiber and aluminum, with rotating propellers for takeoff and landing, and a new ballast system that compresses helium to control the lift. Sometimes the Aeros craft is heavier than air and sometimes lighter. The company's founder, an immigrant from Ukraine named Igor Pasternak, says it's not an airplane and not an ordinary airship.
It's really their own category. It's new type of air vehicle.
With advanced computer controls, the ship can reach out of the way places, bringing turbines to wind farms and moving other kinds of cargo thousands of kilometers, says Shenny Yao.
Oil and gas, we talk to fresh products like flowers, we talk to fashion industry.
The craft could reduce shipping costs, says Igor Pasternak.
But it's the workhorse in the air. It's the truck of the air.
The prototype has been tested inside the hangar, rising and descending under its own power. If it works as planned and potential customers show interest, a commercial version could be in production in 2 to 3 years. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.